are back from recess, and we are at BOE number 2015-141.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and try your call again.
I've got a 1-807-484-2232. There's a different phone number up the top there. I wonder where this 807 number came from. Mr. Dennison, this is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have another number here to try and get a hold of you with, and we will try that number. Thank you.
Record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yeah, Mr. Dennison, this is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was just informed that you actually did sign a waiver of appearance, so we will go ahead and take this up. If you do have any questions, you can give the clerk's office a phone call. It is 417-546-7249. Again, it's 417-546-7249. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Is Tucker Cove, where's it at, Chuck?
Go across Long Creek Bridge.
So, yeah. Okay, I know where it's at.
Clearwater Acres.
It's in the Clearwater Acres deal.
Well, it's close to Clearwater Acres. This is Tucker Cove, like it says, but you come off of, come across Long Creek Bridge.
Right. Right, I know where it's at now, but there's another Tucker Holler that's closer to the Arkansas.
Oh.
Can you zoom back in?
Down the other way, down towards Beet Creek down there. That's the reason I was...
Go ahead and click on the...
I think it's one we do the land, the road trade on, Tucker Holler, that's in Arkansas that we do with Boone County.
So his complaints with the land valuation?
Yeah. Can you explain that on that little area down there, why they went up?
Sure. The land value was $14,787. And when you go back to the picture and scan out, I think you'll see that it's not a $14,000 lot. So in working things, we changed a lot of lot values on the lake.
So it goes back to what we stated earlier about the property, what's said on the property causing it to increase. But what you're saying here is the lake view and everything, you know that it's not a $14,000 lot.
It's a $100,000 lot, probably. Yeah. In a good market.
And stuff's selling out there right now, too, isn't it? And all your lake stuff on Table Rock's selling pretty good.
I haven't heard. I don't know. That's...
But what I go back to is the part of the property was absorbed into the structure.
It's an older structure, as he said, I think 78, and we've got it depreciated down to 78%. This is another one of those that's been talked about. It'd be good to have some kind of evidence to the value.
You mean an appraisal or something?
An appraisal or a realtor's CMA. You look at the one thought I had on as we worked through these things was you go to Emerald Point or someplace like that where you've got a nice home with a lake view, not a lake front like this one would be. But those lots are at 70, 80. Anyway.
What about Poverty Point? What's those down there? They are somewhat the same.
Yeah, there's some of those that were on for like 6,000 and 8,000. We changed some of those. There's quite a number that we changed this year on lakefront lots that were just a lot value that you'd see off a T highway or something.
So, gentlemen, what do you want to do?
Well, we can take action on these things without.
Well, that he has a signed waiver of appearance.
What's that?
Waiver of attendance, appearing, appeal.
I wish the board to consider and determine my appeal. I understand the board will. Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a number of them that took a huge jump. Went from 191 to 266. And again, we just went through that process. The true market value is. I wish you would have got a realtor's opinion on what it would sell for, because I don't want him to be too high.
I wish we had a better view of what the house looked like.
So, number three.
So it's got a pool with the house.
It's got a swimming pool.
My complaint number three.
Oh, excuse me. Is that because the 4 acres isn't lakefront? It's.
I don't know. Let me see if I can find Hammond's.
Oh, I see. Should be able to pull it up. Go to the property to the left there.
That's not Hammond. There it is.
Find it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not as lake. I don't know. Looking at the picture, it looks like it's not as. There's not. The frontage isn't as much there as the other.
And the house is.
The value is coming from the lake frontage?
Yeah.
And the way I see it, it's one lot, so either one of them is one lot, lakefront, or the other guy's is more of a lake view. But I wouldn't argue with, you know, if you all think it needs adjusted, your guess is as good as mine, or better maybe. It's a pretty nice area. There's some newer homes out there that are huge.
We had a guy come in 2 or 4 years ago. I don't know whether you were here, Brendan. What I'm trying to think of is when we talk about this area down here, he came in and wanted adjustment because of road access into his property. And I can't remember what his name was. He owned 2 homes down there in that same area. When you were here. Oh, this is right down where that Clearwater.
It's down Clearwater Acres.
That, huh?
It's down Clearwater Acres.
Well, I'm saying it's right where our other board member lives.
Oh, does Gerald lived down that way?
He lived right across the lake. He told me the other day you turned down like into Clearwater Acres.
Oh, yeah.
Be nice to have his opinion on it. Maybe he could go down and look at it. Maybe he's appraised it or something.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Wait, have Mr. Kerbo give an opinion?
It wouldn't hurt anything, especially with him living out there. He'd know about comparable sales or...
Sounds like a good plan.
So, no decision?
What do you think about that? I think that with Gerald living out there, he'd have a real good idea of what it was worth.
Just the land value or whatever?
Yeah.
I think that's fine by me. The next meeting is not scheduled till 11 o'clock, and it is in person. So do you gentlemen want to recess until 11, or do we want to take up? I do have one question. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago we did a duplex? In Port Royal? Is that 2 days ago?
We did. I remember fourplex, but there was duplexes.
We did a duplex.
Oh, no, that was...
It was like built in 1985 or something, and we did some appreciation and lowered that. Do we not need to look at the one right next to it and do the same thing? If it's the same duplex, I was just thinking of that. Would that not make sense?
It does make sense, but in the past, and I'll just use Mr. Paulson's duplex that he lives in out there, he came in and got his valuation lowered, and they didn't lower the unit next to it. And I made the argument that it should have been, both units should have been the same. And there was nothing done about the split. There was nothing, one wasn't. And I thought it should be. And I feel the same way that you're talking about it. If you lowered one on a duplex, the other one ought to be lowered.
It's the same, it's the same building, essentially. It's not like they built one differently than the other. One that was though, do you guys?
No. No, Roger Casey was in the four.
It was, nope, that was him. It was that one.
Yeah, that's right. His was duplex.
Yeah.
That's how it was. One.
I thought he was in the four. Four unit.
Do you have the BOE number?
I do. BOE number 113.
Issue comes up. As I think I said once before, it's hard to find a stopping place. If you do that one.
Well, we looked at a specific building. I agree with you.
The next building, I think, is the same thing exactly. You go up the street there, there may be three or four that way. That one, next one looks a little bit different.
What are they all set at? See, those are both set.
They're a little bit higher, so they could be a slightly different square feet. Or
yeah, without knowing, but we do know that that's the exact same. Yeah. Is there any disagreement with that?
No, I was looking at the acreage that they're assigned, that 1.2. And go to the next one there that we're talking about right there.
1.12.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Brandon, on the lowering of that.
It's attached to the exact same.
Do we take that up, or does Chuck just change it?
No, we have to take it up.
I can't do anything at this point.
Can you click on the next one so we have the parcel number? So I'd entertain a motion on that parcel number to set it at the same as, I guess, 90,000, I think, is what we did the other one at.
93 or something like that.
I think it was right at 90,000. Yeah, Mr. Kerbo said it at 90,000.
Did you say you made the motion?
I said I would entertain a motion.
Well, on this particular deal, I think that I argued to change the one that Paulson had, so I'm going to make this, I'll make that motion that we change that one that's identical to it, right, in the same condo.
In the same building?
Same building, yes.
Duplex, whatever. Is that for that parcel number 18-6.0.14, excuse me, -14, -003-003-014.001?
I can't even see it, but that's, I'll second it. That's fine.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of parcel number 18-6.0-14-003-003-014.001 at a value of 90,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion carries. Is there anything else you guys want to look at before we get to our 11 o'clock?
I'd take a few minutes if we got it to 11.
Go ahead and recess to 11 o'clock. You want to recess?
No, I'd say I've got some things.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Two things. One is the stack of I mentioned to Danny. I've had like three calls from folks that missed the time to deadline, and I told them I would present the case to you guys. Didn't know if you want me to present them one on one. There's also the policy's been, procedure's been that at the end of the deal, the assessor would bring you a stack of things like maybe a classification change or a split or all those different things that are kind of minor things. But there is, I've got three now, I think, that are value changes that, in my opinion, y'all ought to let me.
Why don't you give them to us and we'll look at it and get bored and decide if we want to hear them or not. Is that?
Yeah.
This is the one I mentioned to Danny yesterday. This is another one. This lady is Shoals Bend. Of course, y'all may make a motion on that. She's got a lot there that's on at 32,000 that is not on the lake. Like the one you saw the other day was a dandy spot. This one's up off the road, not worth near what the others, but we've got it on for 32,000.
Didn't we set those at 25 last year? Didn't we
look at? No, there's a bunch of them that are on at 32,000. We just hit a few. The way I remember it. Delbert Dickey just didn't feel like he should have got an increase. He heard me on the radio, just didn't get around in time to appeal. Danny knows the house, so he could weigh in better on what it's worth than I can. The other one, Mr. Hawkins, lives off of Lakeshore Drive. He actually had his place for sale in 2010 for $246. Didn't get any lookers. That's a number of years ago, but in my opinion, the market hadn't changed much. And we got him on for $266, I think. Delbert, again, I'd have to lean on Danny's help there as far as what his place might be worth, but on Mr. Hawkins, I think he's got a definite argument. He thought he had some documents, but he emailed me this. I got the email this morning that he didn't find anything and just kind of left it in my hands.
I don't know, Chuck, about this. I would like to help those people, but I don't know whether after we close that date, if we open that up to other individuals, if we wouldn't be flooded with a people, individuals that want to come in and see us.
Up to you guys.
I mean, I just don't know whether that's my...
My guess is we won't be flooded, but could happen. Y'all can kick that around. Don't have to act on it.
Let's kick around and think about it. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good.
Good.
Are you...
Engel.
Okay. So yours is 11:15?
And Candler.
Okay.
You got both of those?
Yes.
Okay. This Country Club Heights, that's down T Highway.
This is where Paulson lives.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't we go ahead and hear him then?
Wait until 11, or you want to go ahead and start now?
We can go ahead and start now if he's here.
Okay. You gentlemen ready? BOE number 2015-142. Sir, if you want to go ahead and come on up. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready, sir, go ahead and come on up. And just so you know, this is being recorded, and it's also broadcast over the internet. So,
all right.
Making sure you're aware of that.
Okay.
So we're going to pull up the first one is the one at 186 Travis Trail. And we have you currently at a value of $100,712.
Okay.
So go ahead, sir.
Well, I guess, you know, my concern is the same on both of these properties, is the fact that there hasn't been any of these sold out there other than foreclosures, for 5 years. And everything that is for sale in that area is down in the 80,000 range, not 100,000 range.
I've seen they had something on there that your opinion of value was what it was way down from where.
Yeah, are we missing something there? It says purchase price $5,000.
Yeah, it must be.
That's what I was looking at. I guess when I
that one was 50. I'm gonna say 50,000, 50 or 55,000. I bought it as a foreclosure.
Now, it says patio home. Is this one of the patio
homes? It's a duplex.
It is a duplex.
Yeah, and we own half of the duplex.
And is that, when you go in, do you turn left and it's up on the end?
Turn left and it's at the end of the first block.
Yeah. Is it on the top side or the bottom side? If would you be right or left, I guess, would be. Is it on the, it's on the right-hand side?
It's on the right-hand side of the road.
I know where it's at. The reason I'm asking you that is because, that religious organization that had half of one of the duplexes up there. Does that join you?
I'm not aware of it. I don't know who the owner is of the one that adjoins that.
Okay. Mountain.
They've got whoever it is has got a management company that is renting it and overseeing it.
Look and see if it, and it may have changed. There, you've got it on there?
I've got it on there.
Yeah.
This okay.
Right. We're talking
about. All right.
Right.
This here's the other side.
Exactly.
Right. And go right on up to the next units. And right on up to the next one. Okay. They've sold that then since... Then that's a recent sale. If we knew what that was, which is the reason I'm using.
I think you're right. I think that did sell a couple of years ago, but I cannot find it on the realtor.
That's Prayer Mountain's building there, Chuck.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think that one right there.
I think that's the one that sold.
Yeah. Go back down to his there. Switch right up to the next half of that unit. And then go... Those below there aren't... those aren't duplexes, are they?
Which ones?
Right in there. Gotta move that around.
Yes, they are. Okay. All of those along there, from there on down, are duplexes.
Yeah, same as his.
No, this one here is not a duplex, is it?
Oh,
those
are?
Hmm. I didn't
All right.
notice that.
Now, do you have any, I guess what I'm getting around to, we're trying to find comparables for yours. Do you have anything?
Well, what I could find, I submitted with my application. There was
okay.
three different...
Reptiles one. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes, and this one actually is the other one. No, it isn't. This one is a home. This is not a duplex. But this one was recently sold, and I'm not sure if it was a foreclosure or not, but it was all tore up. So it,
well, we have to go back to what you had wrote on your deal, Larry. You had something about a opinion of value, and we had 5,000. We know that's not right. And then you thought you might have meant 50,000, but we know that may be too low.
That wasn't an opinion of value. That was the cost. That was my purchase cost.
That's what you bought at the stress sale. Is what we call it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I'd love to have the assessment at that level, but I know that's not right,
right.
or practical.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pull back the evidence. The evidence back up and show me what the rest of what he was looking at. So we had the first one there. That's the same one.
Have you got a 5% increase on this? I was trying to look
yes,
at
you. Is this in the
yeah.
same?
This is a whole, this is a house again, not a duplex.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the price per square foot was on that one, but it list price per square foot is what, $51.58. Which is even less than what you've got the duplex is appraised for. The duplexes in general won't sell for what the houses
individual houses
were.
But you have so many different styles on that upper side, you know, just like this one, you've got like a two-story with a garage on the lower level.
Yes.
And there's several of them along there, isn't
yes.
there?
In fact, that's the one that is coming up next.
Oh.
It is one of those two-story units.
Yeah. How long ago did you buy those?
I think on my application I found the date, but I'm going to say roughly 3 years ago.
This one's showing 8/15 of 13.
Okay.
Can we pull up? All right. Can we pull up the history down on there? See where, how long it's been assessed at that value? Which has got a, it's not, you have to understand it does have a 5%.
So I'm looking at the at $55 a square foot, it's $95,040.
And the other, the home was 56. Is that what he said there? It was 56,
51.
58.
$51.58. But the purchase price was actually $88,000, not $84,900. So they might have rolled some other fees into it. That's why the purchase price.
Yeah.
So it was actually, so it actually sold for less than the $51.
Sold for more than what the list price was, according to that paper. Like I said, list price was $84,900 and the sales price was $88,000.
So they probably got some.
Yeah, they rolled some stuff into it.
Pennies rolled into it.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Brandon, on 55? What was, how much was the dollar?
$95,040. Can you on that?
I guess what I think is appropriate is about 50, to be right honest with you.
That last value that you pulled up, or that last piece of paper, that was, yeah. See, there it says contract sales price was $75,000, and that was not an arm length transaction.
Right. That was between two sisters.
Right.
My daughters.
Right.
But I think that's representative of what the what an arm's length transaction might have generated at that time.
Right.
What is?
I know there's two for sale down there right now, and the list price is $80,000 on each one. There are two. The, two together.
Two together. $80,000 each.
Got a list of 160.
Is that the one that the bank owned further down, though?
Well, it's a foreclosure. No, it's not a foreclosure. But it is down on the far side. I'm guessing around 120 numbers. Because it would be on the other side of the 134. It would be the first property next to the 134.
Chuck, what you got? Have you got this on for a percentage, or do you have it on like your grade?
We've got it graded at D minus.
That's
probably close.
Pretty low, isn't it? So.
And then. We got depreciation at 92, which is probably should be less than that. So,
I would go down to 90 on that and figure it off of the other, see what we come up with. That should be just $2,000 or $3,000, though, shouldn't it?
Wouldn't be a lot.
Let me ask you this, and if he's. The ones that are, you said they're right next to your other properties for sale, those are not bank owned. And if those are listed for 80.
Each, right? Yeah.
And they're smaller. They are smaller, though.
They're smaller than he is.
Not much, but they're smaller.
I wouldn't care to depreciate it down to about it where you could get it $85,000.
So
I think that'd be fair. We had this same instance yesterday. When you have relatives selling things to each other, you can't hardly consider the cost. We had it yesterday, the same type of situation. And we basically didn't do anything on it for what the assessment was. So I think with the depreciation, how would you figure that down to around 85,000 or look and see if it's.
That puts it at $49 a square foot at 85,000.
49? What? Puts it at what now? 89?
85,000.
Okay, what's $50 square foot would be what?
$86,400.
That's what I want to put it at. $50 square foot.
I would accept that.
You want me to try and figure out a depreciation, or you just want to...
No, that's the depreciation to the side of the things that we put it there. $86,40 at $50 square foot. That puts your depreciation on there that we was talking about, Jeff. Are you having a problem with that?
Nope.
I'm going to make that into a motion to set the value at $86,40.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-142 at a value of $86,400. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Sir, we set that one to $86,400. Your next one is 2015-143.
My argument's going to be the same on this one as the other one.
Is this two-story?
Yes.
Was it the one was seen as a comp there that was on the other one? You said it looked just like that.
I don't think so.
If you're using the same approach, is it built the same time? Is it built the same, using the same approach?
Built by the same people, everything.
It's at $86,800. It's a little bit bigger because of the second floor.
I'm going to... if you have any problem with that, Chuck, I'm going to make a motion that we set it at $86,800.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Can we just set it at 50 cents a square foot? The square footage is a little bit different
that's what we're
than
doing.
The other one.
$50 a square foot.
$50, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value at $86,800. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, folks.
You're welcome, sir. Just so you know, you'll receive a letter from the clerk's office stating what happened here today. At the bottom, it'll kind of explain if you want to take it to the State Tax Commission to appeal the decision, you can. All right?
Okay.
Sir, appreciate you have a great day. Thank you. Do we want to look at the ones attached to that specific, those specific buildings?
Fine with it, but that was just one because this other one's a single. The last one's a single unit.
No,
they're both duplexes.
I thought he said that when we were arguing on the first one, I thought he said that the second one looks like the picture there.
This here is the second one.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So we want to look at the parcel numbers and make motions on those.
In the same building.
Same building.
I don't have any problem with it. Are they the same square footage and everything?
That one looks a little more.
Huh?
This here's the one that's attached to the second one that we just did.
And it's just a little more?
It's showing larger base area.
Yeah.
And a little bit more adjusted area.
That's, some of them have patios on the back and things, like a little patio at the sliding glass door on the back. And some of them have a sliding glass door going to the front that have a, like a little, there it is right
show
there.
Patio back here.
Right. That's where we came up with the difference. I think as we slid around to the one we adjusted on Paulson 2 years ago. The other unit had just a little more square footage on it.
Well, but the bases are completely different, too. I wonder why.
Base on the first was
1,021. Base on the second one was like 1,454.
I think they're all like that. When you go around the circle, I think the one on the end has got a little more base. For some reason, I don't know why, but that's the way they read on all of them.
Are they actually bigger or smaller, do we know?
We sent...
I say if we don't know, then should we mess with them?
But we don't know. I think we sent on on a round as you go around. We sent Kenny or Roger one out to look at those and measure them, because we did have two of the wrong, and they were different sizes. Let's don't mess with them right now. If they were exactly the same, I'd say yes, but now we know that the square footage is a little different.
Gentlemen, is there anything else we want to take up today?
I'd like 5 minutes if I could.
Go for it.
Appreciate your work on the BOE. We've had the experience, as you all know, before. Danny has went through the 2009, I believe it was, where the BOE made a pretty significant decision. James had raised condominiums and lot values considerable amount, and we ended up voting. Danny didn't vote for it, I don't think, but we voted. The BOE at that time voted to lower all of the increases by 50%, and it made a huge job on the clerk. To go through all that. You guys are my peers, and you've watched me here for a few days now and what's done, and I've tried to explain clearly my thought process on what I've done on the 5% increase and reassessment and all that jazz. And I could go through that again. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to run through that again. But again, I see you all as my peers. And in a sense, you're the public's protection against an assessor that doesn't do his job right. I mean, that's why we have the BOE, so the folks can appeal. So I would just ask you to consider all that, and my actions as assessor needs an adjustment, similar to what we did in 2009. I gained a little bit tough skin through my days. I certainly would not be offended if you all, again, if you got questions or feel like something needs to be done, it wouldn't be a pleasant thing on the clerk. Anyhow, I hope I'm communicating well.
If we feel that you have done something wrong, you're okay with us changing it.
Very well said, and that was good. Okay. Brandon, for once, I think you mentioned very kindly and briefly about, you know, you didn't like to see the increase, to some words to that, and Danny's asked some questions. Mike hadn't had any questions necessarily, but you said it well, Brandon.
I think our only, you are put with a tough job, and to equalize or to make everything fair. And I just think that I probably agree with on some of them and don't agree with on others. But that's sure. That's just my opinion, not the board's. So, anyways,
one other FYI. Probably what brought me to make this comment to you today is James has contacted the sheriff, and he's also contacted the prosecuting attorney. And I spoke to the sheriff this morning just to check on that, and he said yes, sir, he did. And the sheriff didn't have anything to go after. But James has also asked for some State Tax Commission
Sunshine request.
For
public service request.
Ratio stuff, and of course we'll get that just as quickly as we can. But it may be an issue in the public, and again, it's not a pleasant responsibility you all have doing the BOE in normal circumstances. But anyway, just wanted to get it on the table there for you all to kick around and know what was happening.
Sounds
well, good. Thank you. To answer your question, I know we're broadcasting everything, but to answer your question is, and I think you've already seen it, Chuck, with all the years that I've been here that I've served, that I'm my own man. I don't try to take James's opinion. I don't try to take the other board member's opinion.
Yep, I've seen that.
Yeah, I know. Even though we're right, you won't take our opinion.
But I try to operate like that, and I've voiced an opinion on this. I wouldn't take any action on what we've done as a BOE, but I would consider, just like you said we had done in the past, or you guys done in the past, of doing away with the 5% increase on anything that wasn't state mandated. I mentioned that the other day, and I thought that that was maybe a fair way to go about it. I was actually looking at a situation to where if the increases that you had brought forward assessed couldn't be applied till the entire assessment process that was finished. Those are things that I think about whenever I go home and try to figure out. But as far as what the BOE has looked at this year and made the adjustments, I wouldn't touch those at all. But the 5% across the board, it wouldn't bother me to do away with that. As I see it, as we bring those each case before us, and we break it down ourselves as BOE members, that we see that maybe that's too much.
Well, I think we've seen a lot of them. It's just, again, correct me, so I'm stating this correctly, so correct me if I'm wrong. The ones that you did not assess just got a blanket 5% increase.
Correct.
A lot of those that were assessed, some went up, but some went down.
Correct.
And the ones that came before the BOE, even with the increase, went below what the existing was based on valid information that was brought to us, and evidence that was brought to us. So it's almost, it kind of goes back to what I said. I understand what you were trying to do. I just don't know if that was the best way to do it. But again, I think that's something that the entire board would be good to discuss. And weigh in on, because I think Mr. Kerbo and Mr. Casey provide a lot of good insight.
One thing that's happened is, and you all have seen it as a board a few times, once Mr. Shantz yesterday brought us three properties, his house he lived in, the other two, with a 5% increase, he said, withdraw. There may have been some more, I haven't kept track. A bunch of the phone calls we took, and I'm guessing we took 700 or 800 maybe over a few weeks. The many times they were 5% increase, and we talked about the value, and many times the people would say, oh, no, that's not enough. And so the 5% increase on the positive side of doing that has brought up some values closer, but not to value. I'm saying they're still like 20%.
And I don't disagree with that. In some instances, you were correct, but this one last two we just dealt with, we lowered below what was previously done. So, and our job is to equalize, not. So we're not equalizing if we do a blanket 5%.
And you're right on, and
so. But I understand you. I understand why you did what you did. So please don't, you know, take that as a.
And a little bit to the positive of doing the 5%, we have gotten phone calls, and their value had never changed, and they got this increase, and they called, and we worked through some things at our office before we closed the book, just like this duplex that we found they provided this evidence that moved too high, and so we corrected it. We found out the Point Royale and the Fall Creek condos were too high, and so I got the programmer to take those two projects off of the 5% increase because it was a number of parcels that was easy to take a handle on. But yeah, you can look at, there's two sides to look at it, but there's been some positive to the 5% because it's got some values corrected that were too high. No question about it, just like this one we just did.
Well, like I said, I think we're all making similar comments. I guess if the board's job is to equalize, then
I
it is.
I think that conversation needs to be made with all board members present. I think you come back and say the same thing to us.
Be happy to.
Where they're present and we make a decision on what we want to do at that point. And we may not want to do anything, but I would like to say that you know how I feel about the 5% increase. I've commented on that two or three different times through this process. And this is no easy job for us to set up here and for you to present the evidence to keep it at that 5% and for them to provide the evidence. Although today and yesterday, there's some people that don't want to provide any evidence of why they want it lowered. They just think it's too high. Basically, I think it's their responsibility to provide evidence, and I'm sure they're told that whenever they put their application in.
We tell them, and the clerk,
I'm sure,
nodding his head, the clerk explains it to him also.
Yeah.
We just don't catch some things when they're thrown to us. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you hearing me. Questions again, Hall?
You know how I feel about attorneys as a general, the whole, and for them to come in and not have the evidence and us have to do the work, I just don't like it.
John, is there anything else we want to talk about?
I just wanted to mention that we have five BOE members that have not had any decision made on, and I was curious if we had a date on when we was wanting to do that or anything.
Those are mainly concern the subdivisions.
They're vacant lots and subdivisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Mr. Kerbo probably needs
to be here. Mr. Kerbo needs to be here for those.
Okay.
For that. I think that we would set a date later that would, where all of us could be here. Not interested in closing BOE until the very end of the month, but we could set a date. Like Randy said, any time next week, one day that we might even do it on Monday after we have our commission meeting, have a certain amount of time, or whatever works out for Brandon and Mike and those other two. I'll be here.
I think both of the gentlemen said after this week is pretty much any time is good.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's go ahead and recess until we take everything back up.